Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dove Knight, and welcome to another podcast. I wanted to let you know that my video, I Want You, has been released to the public. A song I co-written a while back, and it was a joy to do. It's part of the creative process, you know. In this video, it was just, you know, arranged to where it shows what it means, the meaning of the song. The song is about meeting, you know, soulmate, the love of my life, and, you know, everybody has someone that they feel that they belong to, or they meet somebody that they're destined to be with, you know, the one that they... the lover of their life, the marriage partner, and that's what the song is about. When I written it, I was, because I never felt met the love of my life, when I written it, so I was dreaming about what it would be like to be married or being with a partner. In Dove's world, which I believe love transcends all barriers, colors, relationships, religions, country, sexuality, whatever. So whoever you love, as long as you ain't hurting nobody, it is perfectly fine. For me, it's just, you know, finding love with someone that I connect to. But the video is out early because the song is not yet in the stores. It will be out with the new album, Dove Knight Part 2. It will be out March 3rd. I apologize. I was, you know, the problem that I was having was there was a confusion. I thought it was going to be released in 10 days, and then I was told by email it's going to be released in March. So I, again, wanted to apologize. Well, anyway, the purpose of this podcast is to show you where I'm going and where I'm coming and how the productivity with the creative focus is where it is. Now, this is also a podcast to answer to my critics about the song, I Want You. There are some, you know, as I mentioned, I try to be positive, but in order for me to be positive and truthful and to be purely cleaned, I have to address both the light and the dark side, but it's all PG-13, perfectly in perfect form for me to stay positive. Because we all got to deal with things we deal with or don't deal with in order to be truly a healthy human being. Once, you know, some people have said that I don't sing well in the video. That's negativity. I sing perfectly great. It's a pop song. It's just, you know, because I'm a pop and rock singer. I sing in my own unique style, and that's what the purpose was. I use a variety vocally to illustrate what the song means. If you look at the water video, it's kind of like what the song is, you know, like a dream. And falling in love can be sort of a fantasy, but it truly is a reality to be with someone. So the fantasy of falling in love and just being in a dream is truly can happen to you know, I hope that happens to me, and that's what the song was all about. And the songwriting is great. If you have any questions, contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. Another thing is that some people think that I shouldn't be in the industry. The haters said that I shouldn't be writing for a professional level. I should be doing it for amateur, that I'm not an amateur in the music industry. I did not do this music to be a hobby. I did this music to do it as part of me, a living. And no matter how I do it, it's important. It's about hanging on to a dream that I had since I was young. And we all have dreams. Particularly with creators, when I see other creators, I see creators who went on to bigger and better success than I have, and I would never undermine their potential. I ain't going to go there and tell them what to do or stop. and it's about creativity. Never take a dream come away from anyone. And that's my motto. And I don't want no one else to take my dreams away either. But I'm realistic in every way, shape, or form about life, you know? And it's a positive thing. If it was a negative situation, then that'd be a different story. There's a difference. Negative dreams are not something we go by. We don't go by hurting people. We don't go by doing things. Positive dreams is creativity. A goal. And I have a goal, and I always had it, to be an artist. And I am a professional singer-songwriter. And I've been with BMI for so many years. So I'm going to continue to do that. Three, another I was reminded that, I don't have enough followers and so on. I don't listen to that negativity. If I have one listener or two listeners on my podcast or my music, it's fine. Or on my Spotify, the goal is to continue to create. As I said before, it's about faith. Faith moves mountains. And it also is about just believing thyself. I'm not here to pander or to preach. I'm just here to show basic common sense. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, I have been in situations, dark situations, where I was like drowning in the bottom of the deep blue sea with a bunch of sharks. And it pretty much seemed like my life was over, hopeless was over, but I continued to dream that I would be alive, and I continued to dream that I could be a professional singer-songwriter and make a living at it. And believe that I can go real far with it, despite the dangers or despite the endless hopelessness that I did realize in my life. But I also believe faith, perseverance, move mountains. And I'm not going to give up. I may do a variety of different things. I may change, you know, where I may not release videos commercially or singles. Albums, I may just be playing the piano and so on, but it's still, I'm going to create. I don't know if I reached that level yet, but I'm going to continue to create, and my songs are going to be out for people to listen to and potentially want to buy forever. And the last thing is somebody said, ignore me, and said that I had a caseworker. That is frivolous. False lies. I really hope that we all as a people can stop dream killers and bad people. Those are lies. I'm here to be a creator. I'm here to be or to be belittled or to be limited. I did not come out to LA, and I did not come and be born on this planet to be limited. Believe that things can, and I'm an artist. So I hope you like I Want You. I created it. I mention all these things because there are artists that I know in the music business or who are musicians or who I have known or the other creators, musicians, actors who went through the same thing and are going through the same thing. The situations that I'm going through now of questioning whether they should continue or being told by dream killers and haters that they don't have their dreams are taken or other allegations that my song was stolen or they want to see me not be in the industry. Those are negative situations. For anyone to hinder someone's artistic dream or any goals is evil. There is no excuse about it. And I will never, ever hang or deal with any individual who do that. It's about a dream to create that I've had for so many years. Faith can move mountains. That's why I continue to release and do videos and make music and release albums despite the lack of followers or despite what anyone else say. Faith can move mountains. And when Christian question my singing, whether I can sing or not, I can really sing. And that's all that matters. And that's what it's all about. And here are some of the songs that I released to the public that's going to be on the Night Matters Part 2. Another song that I released last year. You'll like this one.
Then you came into my life and I was so
time. I apologize if I'm playing this too fast, if you haven't heard. If you want to listen, you can look at Dove Knight, Spotify, DoveNight. It's on Deezer, it's on iTunes, and so on. You will find it on the internet, Amazon, too. And again, it's such a joy to talk to you. And I try to be appreciative of the audience, of whoever listens to me. Because as a creator, it's important that I be receptive and respect the audience that listens or listen to my music. Because this takes a two-way street. We're equal in this game of creativity and the audience to listen to, because it's part of the growth of mankind. Now, you heard Forever on Through Time. That was a love song that was, you know, it's similar to I Want You. Finding a love. I always write songs about falling in love with a special soulmate, you know. Rock and roll is where I started, actually, before I got into pop. So my voice was situated with rock and roll. And I was in clubs all the time, singing rock so many years, and making a lot of rock demos. There's, you know, speaking of demos, there's like Trauma and there's other ones, Struggle. Struggle is about struggling to make it to the, you know, be successful. And it's a rock song, hard rock song. But I was just out here and I had that dream. And that dream carries me into the day I transcend into the afterlife, because when it's part of me for so long, it can never be let go. And it's about, you know, not letting someone take my dreams away. And that includes myself. I can't let myself take my dreams away and let someone else take it away. Because I'm not born on this planet to be a tragedy. I'm born on this planet to be a winner and to be happy. Here's another song called Unique. Because the theme in my life is that one of the problems I realize is that, unfortunately, I have to say this, I came across people who are very ignorant. They are limited in their background and understanding people of variety, of diversity. And, you know, that's why I live in California, because California is very, has an unusual, a lot of unusual people come from other places to be who they need to be. You know, like, the, you know, I didn't feel drawn to any part of the country. Maybe the Northeast is very liberal, but I feel that, you know, L.A. and San Francisco, especially Hollywood and nearby, are full of creators and people who are pretty much who they are. And being in a very progressive environment, which California is blue. A lot of people in L.A., not just in L.A., San Francisco, the whole state is blue. 65% is blue, meaning Democratic or open-minded. But there are some who are from other parts of the country or just plain ignorant. And unfortunately, the ignorance is going to be around, and they perceive me as something that doesn't pertain to reality because of the ignorance that they are on. And I try to re-emphasize that being ignorant about people who are different than us means that it's going to get us in a lot of trouble. We had trouble with racism. We had trouble with people who are unique, people wear different clothes. We had trouble with different music, different lifestyles. We had trouble with religions. We had trouble with people's sexual orientation. We had trouble with people's what they prefer. You know, if people want to marry of a different race or religion, it's not a big deal. They should, because love does not see color. Unfortunately, the ignorance that some people have, and including people's personalities and people, how the way people should present themselves, continue to this day. And that's why we have so many troubles. Capitol riots was an example of the ignorance of believing in something that wasn't real. We had a civil rights movement because people did not see each other for who they are. And a lot of people suffer for it. We must keep away and take the ignorance people out of the picture. And the reason why I went through a lot of problems in my life is because some people are too ignorant to understand the reality that the world does not revolve around their color or their skin or their religion or their personality. But remember, the truth of the matter is everybody is who they are. But I keep getting reminded that it's not okay for me to be myself. They judge me because I simply was, in their eyes, too unique, which does not make sense. About me. Even to this day, I have people and individuals who come around me and questioning my life, racial profiling. They thought I was a criminal simply because I had black skin, which is ignorance. I even have people who come around questioning my health, mental health, because I simply was a creator. And this needs to stop because racism continues to this day and other types of profiling and evil prejudice. I stay away from ignorant, prejudiced people because I deal with it every single freaking day. And it was because of my unique style, because Bohemian people belong in California. Let me tell you, this is not South Carolina or Georgia where they're have a perception of not being open-minded. And I'm not going to make exaggerates assumptions, but that is the perception. California or any place, regardless of where you come from, or even in Georgia or Alabama, wherever you come from, should be a place where people can be themselves and live their life without being targeted because of color or skin, race, religion, sexual orientation. Those are the basics, but also personality, or because of what music they like, or what clothes, or who they hang out with. Unfortunately, I dealt with this on a daily basis, and that's why I became a singer-songwriter to write about these situations. The song Unique was an illustration of that I choose to live in my true reality. I have to. I cannot be something that I cannot be. We cannot have prejudice or any kind of ignorance on this planet where people are prejudging and making assumptions because of their ulterior motives or criminal behavior or a dangerous person who don't understand the reality that the world does not revolve around them. I consider people who are ignorant or who are prejudiced or homophobic or racist or sexist to be very dangerous people or ignorant. If they lack of education and diversity, then they should move and leave the metropolitan area where they live, in my opinion, because we're all individuals and we all should be treated with respect. And that's why I've written the song Unique, because unique means that everybody's unique. We're not on this planet to judge or to hurt people who are different from us or make assumptions that are not based on fact. I had people who prejudged me because of my shows and because of my my artistry and being an entertainer, being a professional singer, and because of assertions that I said. They even followed me around and did not understand that the law was against them. I hope that the law can get more precise, particularly in Blue California, where we don't have to deal with this situation. Unfortunately, it would be worse if I lived somewhere else in certain places. And I just want to say, I'm not going to generalize on one place or another, but I just want to say that we all should be treated with respect, and we should all learn the law and let people live. And that's all I have to say on that. One other reason why I became a creator is because I went through so many obstacles and so much pain. And I was born again with the ignorance and with the limitations that continue to this day that makes me remind me to be aware of the true meaning of what reality is, but also to continue to go for dreams and to try to make fantasies come true. But unfortunately, I had so much troubles that I had to write about it. Because growing up in a broken home, or growing up with abuse, or growing up with being targeted by dangerous people, make me want to make sure that I don't become a tragedy.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns out bad, I didn't really end up with love. But inside, I know I've got.
Tragedy is not what I am. It's on Matters Part 2 on Dove Night, D-O-V-E, N-I-G-H-T, Spotify. And again, you know, that's what life is about. You know, we're not born to be a tragedy or victim of someone's ignorance. As I said before, I was targeted and put in situations because of who I am and how the way I act. This not just means color of skin, it does not mean lifestyle, it also means personality. And we all need to realize that if people are who they are, we let them live. We don't target people, but unfortunately, I came across people who are ignorant, who did not realize that the laws protect people, all people, to be who they are. The world and the laws as they get better, make sure that the world does not revolve around one color, one religion, one race, etc., etc. It does not revolve around one personality, one type of person. Unfortunately, there are ignorant people who do not understand that. And that's why I wrote the song Unique. And that is why I continue to create, to make sure I'm not a tragedy of ignorance because of people who still believe that the world revolves around them. And that is not fair to anyone. And that is how I feel, and that is my opinion philosophically. It's not to preach, it's philosophical. But as I like to write about love, sometimes I can fall for the wrong person, which I did. Unfortunately, I was attracted to people who wasn't right for me. And it was painful when it ended, but it had to happen, because I had to get over them in order to realize in order to meet the right person that's meant for me. I'm over you. It was about a relationship that wasn't real, but understanding that I had to find someone who does like me. Like everybody, we all get rejected, or we all had people who didn't like us, who we wanted to be with. I certainly have, many times, by a lot of people, but I realized that I had to just move on. I can't make someone like me. If I try to go and make that person like me and continue to follow around it, I would be doing something harm to them and to myself. That's not the way to deal with it. The way is to move on, let that person go and find someone else. Because the truth is, I know for me that I know there are people who won't like me, or I fall for someone who never will be with me. But to know that there will be someone else who will like me and who will be with me. There's other fish in the sea. Life is too short. So I leave it there. That was my philosophical point of view with my music, The Dove Night Matters Part 2. The song I Want You, the video is out. It's on this podcast. You can see DoveNIGHTVivo. Now, I'm going to talk about I Want You because here's a portion of the song. You can see the whole song on the video. The song is coming out March 3rd. It's going to be Dove Night, DoveNIGHT Matters Part 2. The Dove Night Matters Part 2. So I hope you will like that when it comes out, or at least listen to it on Spotify. You have the choice, and you do not have to pay anything to listen to it. But of course, I am a professional singer-songwriter, and it would be a joy if you consider listening to it or buying it, but it's up to you. You can also listen to it for free. Creativity is about just finding thyself, you know? And that's what I'm here on this planet to do. That's part of my destiny. If it wasn't part of my destiny, I wouldn't have done it in the first place. Destiny means it happens for a reason. It's part of my destiny. I do know that the other part of my destiny is to use my mind. That's why I went back to college. Yeah, I certainly did. So here's I Want You.
Thank you.
You can see the video for it. It's on Dub Night, people. Also, listen. To, you know, the song is coming out on the Dub Night Matters Part 2, March 3rd, 2021. If it does, if anything happens, I'll let you know. I released a version on Twitter. If it doesn't happen, as a backup, it will be out. So, it will be out for you to listen to soon. And again, you can check with me back at dovenight22@yahoo.com. dovenight22@yahoo.com. And again, thank you for listening. I will be back and do another show, and hopefully you'll be there to listen, whoever's listening. Thank you for listening, and I hope that whatever higher power you believe in, bless you, and bless us all. Good day, good night.